Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Today we are announcing charges in the Central and Southern Districts of California against two active duty members of the United States Navy. Through the alleged crimes committed by these defendants, sensitive military information ended up in the hands of the People's Republic of China.
Yeah, the big news yesterday, of course, is breaking news announcement from the Department of Justice that they're announcing charges against two active duty naval personnel for spying for China, selling secrets, ship movements, operational security, other matters, as schematics for a radar installation or a radar device of some kind. This is Matt Olson, the Department of Justice Assistant Attorney General for National Security.
The charges demonstrate the PRC's determination to obtain information that is critical to our national defense by any means, so it could be used to their advantage. The alleged conduct also represents a violation of the solemn obligation of members of our military to defend our country, to safeguard our secrets, and to protect their fellow service members.
This morning.
Yeah, all of which is true. I mean, China does do everything they can to steal from us, even, stealing, basically penetrating, military contractors, installing what are basically fraudulent front organizations as philanthropic entities on American campuses that do institutional research on science and technology. This is the thing that Governor DeSantis has been raising the alarm about, that it seems like it's just there to, do good work. But in reality, it's advocating for Chinese philosophy, political culture, and also, sponsoring the theft of research that gets done at these institutions under the guise of often, federal grant money. Like, we're paying research to happen, and then the Chinese are trying to steal that research before it even gets implemented into any kind of an industrial setting. Martin Estrada, the U.S. Attorney for the Central District in California.
Prosecutors in my office unsealed an indictment charging Wang Hang Zhao, a petty officer in the United States Navy, with transmitting sensitive U.S. military information to an intelligence officer with the People's Republic of China, and doing so in exchange for money. Mr. Zhao transmitted this information in exchange for payments that totaled approximately $15,000.
John, I'm not asking you what your price is, but is your price to betray your country and risk an extraordinary amount of jail time? Is it $15,000?
I would have got a lot more.
I mean, this is not even, you can't even buy a car.
No, you can't. can't even buy half of one.
Yeah, so I guess I was very, the whole thing is surprising and shocking and horrifying,
right,
but also weirdly makes you wonder, was money the main thing? And I'll be honest, for me, it tends to make me think that money was not the main thing.
Yeah, because there's not much there.
There's not enough of it there to justify. So it would either be other factors that come up in terms of spy motivations, like, disaffectation, disgruntledness, feeling like philosophically you need to help whether it's your ancestry is from China or whether it's because you think America is a corrupt place or you don't want, some people don't believe in there being a superpower. They believe in the kind of balance of power being shared amongst the various international entities, and they don't like the fact that America is so far ahead of everybody, and they want to balance that out. I mean, I'm not kidding. There's really that. There are people who believe that. It's not an insane belief. It's just, because as conservatives, you believe in separation of power and you don't believe in power being accumulated too much in one place. So you can kind of see like the hint of good reasoning in the backdrop of that view. But if the practical consequence is, oh, no, the communist state of China and Russia are the places that we need to be helping, your application has gone awry. Put it that way. So Martin Estrada again goes on.
As alleged in the indictment, in response to requests from the intelligence officer, Mr. Zhao used encrypted communications to send the sensitive information. The information included details regarding various aspects of the U.S. Navy's operational security and activity.
And movements of fleet and operations and landings.
Among other things, the indictment charges that Mr. Zhao transmitted operational plans for a large-scale U.S. military exercise in the Indo-Pacific region, which details specific location and timing of naval force movements, amphibious landings, maritime operations, and logistical support.
And technology transfer.
In addition, we charge that Mr. Zhao took photographs of electrical diagrams and blueprints for a radar system located at a U.S. military base in Okinawa, Japan.
And even operational security for a live fire facility.
We also allege that Mr. Zhao transmitted to the intelligence officer working for the People's Republic of China details about the Navy's operational security, including photographs and videos of the interior of naval bases located at Ventura and at San Clemente Island, which is the Navy's only live fire facility used for testing military equipment and operations.
Yeah, so what's the consequence of all of this? Well, we'll talk about that in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. Seeing a little bit of slowdown on 29 and Highway 90 in Milton. Other than that, traffic is looking good. That's your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks so much, John. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about motives a little bit. Money can be a motive, political motives, feeling angry at an employer, you know, and the Navy's an employer, you know, feeling angry at the Navy. That's, you know, a reason that people do stuff. You know, people spy for all kinds of, they even, and somebody pointed out, this is a great note. They said, never estimate the empowering thrill of knowing something that somebody else wants to know but doesn't. There is a kind mm-hmm. of thrill, or can be a kind of thrill aspect. I mean, people, you know, one of the things you find about, you know, for example, politicians, is the thrill of power and of knowing things other people don't, the ability to make things happen and to pull off the game and to,
right.
you know, charade people and to fool them. There's a powerful sort of, you know, drug-ish effect about that too, which it's important to, you know, don't discount how that might affect people's motivations. To me, the thing that concerns me about this, aside from just the facts of the case, right, is, first of all, you have to assume that there are others. I mean, you can't assume that these are the only two. But because you have to assume that there are others, you also have to assume that the impact that this has on morale within the Navy, and likely other forces too, is that, well, now everybody who looks Chinese is a suspect. And think about the damage that does to unit cohesion and trust among sailors, right? And, you know, I would imagine that there are cases where people, you know, might not be the greatest at distinguishing between somebody with Chinese ancestry, Japanese ancestry, Korean ancestry. And so, you know, a lot of folks of Asian generalized ancestry might be lumped into that category. And so now you have this race-based distrust morale problem within the Navy because of the story. You know, was that an intended effect of the Chinese, you know, co-opting these two Chinese Americans, or was it, you know, just a nice byproduct? Or did they, I mean, it's always possible they set out with that in mind and they're just trying to get these guys on the hook. And then the goal was to have it disclosed. The goal was to have it come out because, you know, if there's ever a future conflict with China, we want to, you know, we want to be sure that we've destabilized the American military as much as possible. One way is by making everybody distrust their Chinese fellow service members. I don't know what's true in all that, but you can see the problems across the board. 718 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here, Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play, Pensacola. Tune in this morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip.
Good morning, 721 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Happy Friday, because it's Friday at 7:20-ish, and we always talk to somebody from the Santa Rosa Island Water Safety Division. And today we have AJ, Alex Johnson. He is the lifeguard supervisor. Alex, welcome back to the Pensacola. Sorry, AJ. I know nobody calls you Alex, but you're probably your grandmother, right?
Yeah, my family calls me Alex, but everyone out here on the beach calls me AJ, so I like
there you go.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good to have you. No, I'm doing fantastic. So what are we looking at for flag conditions this weekend?
It's going to be another green flag day today. Hopefully green flag over the weekend. Looks like it's going to continue to stay mostly calm and flat, maybe a tiny bit of swell over the weekend. So we'll see.
Pretty consistent.
But, just like the past month, yeah, it's been flat and beautiful. Still hot, though.
So when the when the issue is not mostly the water but rather the heat, I assume your guards are still dealing with a lot of people dealing with heat stroke, heat exhaustion, hydration issues, and that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, in this past month we've been dealing with heat issues on a daily basis, heat exhaustions, fainting, that kind of stuff, and we still obviously are number one duty watching the water. People still have emergencies and. Especially if someone has a medical emergency in the water, then that can get hairy really quickly. So
yeah, and
absolutely.
Look, obviously, it wasn't within your domain where your guards are active, but the drownings that we just had at NAS Pensacola at the beach out there,
right.
That's a reminder of what Dave Greenwood always says, which is green flags don't mean that it's safe. Green flag, the Gulf is always the Gulf, and it's always water, let alone the fact that it's the Gulf and therefore dangerous for all kinds of other reasons. And never forget that.
Absolutely.
I did want to ask you, makes me think about the how do your guards deal with the heat issues? Because they're in it all day. They're just out there in the heat, and it's oppressive. It really is, especially for a long period of time.
Yeah. It's not an easy thing. It's harder to deal with than you think when you're out here for an entire day. But luckily, the towers, they provide shade. We make sure they stay hydrated. We make sure they get a long break where they can come in the AC. They take dips in the water and do what they have to stay alert and stay healthy.
No, that's a good point. And, it might seem like an obvious one, but if you're feeling hot, there is a way to cool down quickly.
Yeah.
But just make sure that you do it safely, right? No, that's a really good note.
Yeah.
AJ, Alex Johnson is lifeguard supervisor for Santa Rosa Island for Pensacola Beach. Alex, as always, thanks so much for the time, and we'll look forward to talking to you or Dave next week. Sir, thanks for keeping our folks safe.
Thanks, sir. Have a great weekend.
You bet. 7:24 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The man convicted of killing 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh has now been formally sentenced to the death penalty. A judge handed down that sentence to Robert Bowers on Thursday morning. Bowers was convicted in June on more than 60 charges for that shooting. Bud Light's parent company says it has now stabilized in the market since big protest that caused their sales to plummet. But in its second quarter report that was published yesterday, Anheuser-Busch said their total worldwide revenue has actually increased. And
I have another headline that might be about as accurate as the everything's okay at Bud Light. Dewey defeats Truman.
sounds about
oh,
right.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Everything's fine here. Nothing to see. People still love our product.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from what I read, there was some potentially creative bookkeeping involved in,
well,
in all of
that. The story I was reading was about how on a conference call, I think it was the Coors folks, but I could be wrong about that, that they were on the conference call with distributors, they were saying, you know, be prepared for shelf quantity changes, because as stores aren't selling the product Bud Light as much, they're going to reallocate portions of the store,
oh, yeah,
basically the shelf front, because obviously that's valuable real estate within the grocery or the that liquor store, and that, you know, changes in that, which they do, I guess, twice a year typically, but that they can anticipate seeing a diminished footprint for Bud Light products in the stores, and therefore more opportunity for their other products. So,
well, and I don't know about you, but every time I've gone into that section of a grocery store or anything like that, the Bud Light and all of the neighboring products that are made by that company are all
they're just all there.
Full.
Yeah, they're there. I was at Walmart the other day. I never did share the photo because I didn't want to set off a panic. But they had one of the like out in the aisle kind of displays, not an end cap, but just a standalone. And the price on it was for a 12-pack of Bud Light was $2.50.
$2 a well, just,
wow. Just,
yeah, but I was looking at it, I'm like, you know, even at $2.50, no. not because of philosophical, but because of taste reasons. And then I thought, I wonder if that's just a mistake. And I looked, and on the other side, it was actually like $10.98 or something, which is very cheap, by the way. And I brought it to the attention of the store. I'm like, I guess that was like an other piece of merchandise on the back side of the pallet or whatever. But it made me laugh. I'm like, you know, I bet even at $2.50, they don't move a lot of Bud Light. But, you know, okay. Sorry, David, we kind of interrupted you. What was your other story?
Oh, that's okay. The Texas Border Patrol says they caught somebody trying to smuggle a backpack full of monkeys into the country the other day. Border Patrol agents in Brownsville say somebody tried to sneak 7 South American spider monkeys across the southern border at Fort Brown by hiding them in a backpack. The agency says those monkeys are critically endangered, and the owner of the backpack has been arrested for wildlife smuggling. The monkeys have been turned over to Fish and Wildlife.
Well, as you know, as the quote that I heard from the story was, yeah, my monkey, my circus.
Chip, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Chip, you brought this on, man.
What is wrong with you?
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
How did you just have that ready to go?
I'm quick, man. I'm fast. I react, you know. You got to improvise, adapt, and overcome in radio. David, thanks so much for the update. Of course, you know, it was a backpack, but still other locations.
It might happen. Yeah. And monkeys might fly out of my butt.
John Pickens has got traffic on the 5s.
That's right. Traffic on the 5s, I-10, I-110, all flowing very smoothly. Highway 90, Milton Pace, you're looking good too. Even Pensacola Beach, the 3-mile bridge, looking great. That's a look at traffic on your 5s.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition
no.
or the Wayne's World monkey fly clip. Oh, my goodness. Hey, if you've got any problem. Oh, we did get a funny text, and somebody said, you know, at $15,000 for the espionage, they might not be able to buy a new car, but probably Frontier can help them. Hey, you know, fair. That's probably fair. Hey, if you got any kind of pest problems, you got mosquito problems, you got termites, you got roaches, you got ants, oh my God, the ants. NSEC, they can help you with that. They've got a fire ant program, takes just one treatment, bonds with the soil, gives you a full year of fire ant protection, $25 off right now. If it's mosquitoes, they have a program. First of all, they identify the kind of mosquito and they custom tailor the program to get rid of those and, of course, anything else that's plaguing you. But new annual pest control customers, $50 off, but be sure to read the contract. Some exclusions apply. Estimates are always free. They come out there on time, professional. Estimates free. They take photos. They send you what you did and how it worked and all that, so you have a good record of it after the fact. And NSEC is now hiring full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, Panama City. Good pay, benefits, 401k, health insurance, and a chance to advance and grow in your profession. Apply at work with NSEC, ENSEC.com. 729 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Noted relationship expert and professional psychotherapist, former porn star Mia Khalifa, has weighed in on the virtues or not of marriage.
Married at 18, divorced at 21. Second marriage, married at 25, divorced at 28. Third engagement, engaged at 29, ended it at 30, but I kept the ring. I'm still keeping Tom Brady on his toes.
You know, no matter how many times you goof up a thing, that still is not going to stop you from saying that you're an expert on it.
We should not be afraid to leave these men. We are not stuck with these people. Marriage is not a sanctimonious thing.
I think you meant sacred, by the way, but okay.
It is paperwork. It's something, it's a commitment you make to someone. But if you feel like you're not getting anything from that commitment and you're trying, you gotta go. You gotta go. You have to go. I know it's difficult to fill out paperwork and to make appointments and to do all of these things, but this is your life. Do you want to be stuck with someone? Period. Do you want to be stuck with someone?
Again, consider the source of the advice and her level of expertise, but you know, it's actually quite a bit more than just paperwork, and the whole idea is service and sacrifice in good times and bad. Do you remember the words you said and the "and bad" part?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump is warned to not talk about the case with any witnesses without counsel present and let go after pleading not guilty in Washington, D.C. to federal charges related to 2020 election interference.
Prosecutors are asking for a speedy trial. Defense attorneys say the government has had more than 3 years to prepare, and they, too, will need ample time. A trial date was not set, but could be at the next hearing scheduled for August 28th.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The Florida State Education Board tells schools lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity may not be included in advanced placement psychology classes.
The College Board, which runs the AP program, is pushing back, saying the class will not be compliant with college requirements if these topics are removed and that schools that do so cannot call the class advanced placement.
Fox's CJ Papa. The economy added 187,000 jobs last month. That's fewer than most economists expected. America's listening to Fox News.
7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 82 degrees this morning. Looks like a beautiful morning out there here in Pensacola. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office investigating a shooting that happened in Brent yesterday. Now, deputies say that when they were called to this shooting on Hanson Boulevard, it happened just after noon yesterday, they found bullet holes in both a building and in a vehicle. Two possible suspects were seen leaving that area. Right now, there's no word on if those suspects have been identified, but nobody was hurt during the shooting. If you have any information, contact the sheriff's office or call Crime Stoppers. A 20-year-old Pensacola man found guilty of two murders that happened after a drug deal gone bad in 2021. Yesterday, an Escambia County jury found Nathan Brown guilty in the murders of 25-year-old David Purchase and 26-year-old Natalie Greeno. Brown had met up with the two and attempted to rob them during the drug deal. Happened near Waycross and Stonewall Avenues. Brown has now been sentenced to life in prison. We're learning some more details about the tragic case of those three swimmers found dead near NAS Pensacola yesterday. Late Wednesday, Escambia Sheriff's deputies say they were called to the NAS to assist NAS police. They recovered the body of a 33-year-old woman who was found near Barrancas Beach. And then early yesterday morning, two children ages 6 and 7 were recovered near the shoreline there. The sheriff's office says the three individuals were all family members of a U.S. Marine that lived on board NAS Pensacola. Attorneys for Escambia County say they're fighting back against a subpoena filed in connection to District 1 Medical Examiner Deanna Oleski's lawsuit against two funeral home directors.
On Wednesday, Assistant County Attorney Christopher Schaefer filed a motion to quash the subpoena that sought to obtain, in part, all communications and internet search history on county-issued cell phones, any personal devices or non-governmental devices for Commissioners Jeff Bergosh, Stephen Berry, Mike Kohler, and Robert Bender. In the motion, Schaefer argues that the county is not a party to the litigation and that the county cannot timely respond to their request. Schaefer also writes that the jurisdiction of the court has not been established, as both defendants' motion to dismiss the case partly based on improper venue selection of Gadsden County. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Former President Trump facing a third federal indictment this week. Our Congressman Matt Gaetz speaking out on the political and dirty nature of these charges.
It is especially not a coincidence that on the heels of their former business partner, Devin Archer, saying that Joe Biden was functionally the closer, the guy that gave the credibility to the Biden brand for them to engage in international influence peddling, that just on the heels of that, now this indictment reads like a torturing of First Amendment protected activity.
And that excerpt from an interview that Gates did with Newsmax. And Gates says that Congress needs to demand special counsel Jack Smith present himself to the House Judiciary Committee for a transcribed interview. If he doesn't, then Gates says they should send a subpoena. Gates says if he ignored the subpoena, then he should be held in criminal contempt of Congress. 735 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our update on our traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Seeing a small delay around Tiger Point area, but other than that, traffic's looking good. That's your look at your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, John. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Happy Thursday. Another hot day. Heat advisory in effect across all of Northwest Florida from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Highs once again back into the middle 90s. Feels like temperatures could be as high as 110 through the afternoon with not much out there in terms of rain chances to cool us off. Same deal on Friday. Could be even hotter on Friday with highs back into the mid to upper 90s and feels like temperatures could even go above the 110 mark. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
It's 82 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. As automakers continue to struggle with logistics delays for newly produced vehicles, railroads say they're working to fix the issues while car haulers see a business opportunity. Automakers say industry-wide rail car shortages are limiting their ability to send new vehicles to dealerships. GM and Ford executives called out the problem, which has plagued railroads since the pandemic, on recent earnings calls. It is hampering business as production is recovering because of improvements in the flow of vital components elsewhere in the supply chain. Foxconn will invest more than $600 million in India as part of a phone manufacturing project and separately a semiconductor equipment facility. The Taiwanese firm and U.S. chip firm Applied Materials pledged to invest more than $360 million into a phone casing component plant and some $240 million into a semiconductor equipment manufacturing project. On Wall Street, futures little changed after stocks closed lower yesterday. Your Money Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
My God, of course it's not that easy if you have kids, but what do you want to teach your kids? Do you want to teach them to put up with things simply for the betterment of someone else? And at the end of the day, is it for the betterment of your children if you're unhappy?
Yeah, that's the idea, is to serve somebody else above your own needs. That's kind of the idea of marriage. Again, Mia Khalif, we just talked about this a little bit, but you know, she's kind of been making the news as former porn star has surprising views about marriage, surprisingly. Not surprisingly. Not even remotely surprisingly. Yeah, that actually is the idea. Kate Meehan is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. She joins us every Friday. Kate, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning.
So, I mean, How is this just where we are that, like, a porn star or a former porn star who had to be forced out by ISIS, basically, because whatever, that this is the person people are caring what she says about marriage? I mean, it's not, to me anyway, it doesn't seem like it's a surprise that a, you know, somebody like this would have, let's say, untraditional views about marriage, commitment, and monogamy. But I may be, you know, maybe I'm way off base here. What do you think?
Yeah, this is where we are.
Great. We get our news from TikTok and we get our marriage advice from Mia Khalifa. Good. Civilization is doomed.
It makes perfect sense.
It weirdly kind of does. Meanwhile, Cardi B, in a now infamous, famous incident, had some liquid thrown on her, and she reacts by throwing a, I guess, very pricey at auction now, microphone back at the crowd member. And what they had charges filed, and now they've dropped the charges for assault. Do I have that right?
Yeah. I mean, I have very mixed feelings on this. I mean, obviously, it is wrong to hit someone, period. However, first of all, she was hot on stage, and she was telling people to give her some ice or throw some water at her or something. So somebody did it. So, number one, that's how you get your charges dropped.
Interesting.
You were kind of... It was a little provoked, but aside from that, you know, being a human being, if somebody hits you with something, for a lot of us, the knee-jerk reaction is to not think, but to just swing back or to throw back or whatever. So, like, in this instance, if you get hit in the face with something, you might just be reactive. So while it's wrong, I can't say that I wouldn't have done something similar. You know, you just don't know how you're going to react when you get hit in the face with something. So I think cut and dry, yes, it's wrong. But at the same time, I think it could be a little more complicated than that. And obviously, you know, according to the charges that were filed, but not sticking to her, the police seem to think the same.
Yeah, I also have a bit of a hard time, you know, punishing, so to speak. But I think there was a fairly significant pause, let the fury rise to critical 11 levels, and oh hell no, you know, that it became it became not a self-defense act, but a retaliation. And, you know, that to me is all the difference in the justification. Even so, I'm probably not thinking that the charges ought to be pressed, but I thought it didn't quite fit the self-defense bill exactly. But I'm with you. There's a kind of instantaneous, what do they call that, incapacity or temporary insanity or something like that, you might argue.
Well, I think it was shock. I think she was shocked and then reacted. Like, you know, which something happens and you do take a pause for a moment sometimes because you're processing, wow, that just happened.
Right.
You know, so it's not as cut and dry as maybe it should be.
And I'm just imagining that maybe at occasional times in the past, given her prior occupation and behavior that she has admitted to, that maybe occasionally she's been in a scuffle or two. Maybe occasionally a personal affront has led to a physical altercation. I know it sounds crazy talk, but just maybe.
Could be. Yeah, I think it happened. I think you could Google it.
Yeah, that's right. Cardi B reacting. Lizzo, what is the deal with this backup singer's lawsuit? It's something about inappropriate touching and a nude dancer or something. I don't know why we're in this zone all day today, but we apparently are. So anyway, what's going on here?
This is potentially very damaging for her, and she's already lost a couple hundred thousand followers on Instagram, which in this day and age is a big deal. But she's had a couple dancers come forward and file this suit saying, you know, that she's basically behind the scenes, not the girl's girl, not so supportive. She's actually quite vicious, kind of pits them against each other, provokes them to do certain things, has favoritism. You know, if you go to her after parties, you're treated better. She's fired people for gaining weight. She's berated them. And then there's this instance at a strip club in Amsterdam where she was basically pressuring her dancers to touch the strippers to you know, reenact different things. And they felt that their jobs were at stake if they didn't do it because of the supposed and alleged environment that she creates behind the scenes where, you know, if you don't fall into line, you're going to be treated harshly or fired anyway. So in a nutshell, in the short term, short form version, that's that's what it's about. But Lizzo is all about body positivity,
right,
and supporting other women. And so it goes, it's the polar opposite of how she presents publicly, which causes a real problem because, you know, which side do you believe? And also, interestingly, her boyfriend, her long-term boyfriend, appears to have broken up with her in the days following this lawsuit, which could feasibly be a really big tell.
Yeah, no, and you know, you and I talk many times about how we've been around these superstars who are just fundamentally different people in real life. And, you know, they're awful sometimes, you know. And then you have others who are genuinely who they are, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm surprised that people are surprised, because there's nothing about this story that when I hear it is like, oh, nobody could have seen that that could be true. Like, it just, that's exactly the kind of thing that I would have predicted about her. I mean, if she turned out to be completely a sweetheart behind the scenes, you know, that almost would have been the surprise to me. So I guess I'm surprised that people are so shocked, but maybe that's just because I have more sensitivity to that hypocrisy in public figures than other people have. I don't know.
Yeah, and the same for me, you know, and to me, so I look like the step behind it. And when I see the boyfriend unfollowing her everywhere and seeming to take a step back, to me, that might be the thing that tells the story, because that's a real life behind the scenes person and they feasibly know her better than most.
Right.
And so if that's their reaction, and you have to wonder the validity of all of it. You just have to wonder.
And I'll give you just as a comparison point, like, you know, if it turned out that, say, Billie Eilish was really like this, that would actually surprise me a lot, because that, you know, she doesn't give off any of those kind of weird aroma of contradiction, hypocrisy tells the way, you know, again, I always thought Lizzo gave, this is not surprising, but, you know, anyway, it does happen. Last one I want to ask you about, well, I don't know which is better. Taylor Swift is adding tour dates, so good. Tom Cruise and Sofia Vergara? the master race children are going to get made? What's going on here?
Apparently, they had a thing back in 2005 before he got with Katie Holmes, and it was short-lived. She wasn't looking for anything long-term, and he was just being Tom Cruise, and he dumped her. And supposedly has always had a little bit of regret about that. Now, you know, whether he really regretted it all these years or just suddenly regretted it now that she's single, I don't know. But he's hoping for a reconciliation of some sort there, almost 20 years later.
Isn't she too old for him? I mean, doesn't he have
I saw
a chart that's like 30? He starts them here and breaks up with them at 30 or 33. I forget what the number was.
Yeah.
And it was for every single one of them. And I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
So,
Kate
Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, always a pleasure. Thank you for the time. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you.
7:47 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens in for Candy, who should be back on Monday today with traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10, I-110 still flowing very smoothly. Even 3 Mile Bridge is looking good. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
Hey, we were talking about this a little bit earlier, kind of joking, but it's true. You know, Frontier is a great place. Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used cars. Cars that are a year, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices. But they're also just kind of like a good place. Like, they do all these things that they don't have to do that serve the community, that, like, the, you know, they make available the Carfax, you know, if you want to get information on a car you're buying from somebody else, you know, they'll help you with that. I had a friend recently tell me she was in a serious wreck. The car was damaged heavily out of town on vacation, and it was going to be $20,000, and the insurance company was going to take care of it. So somebody had tipped her off, though, and said, you know, you might want to look into the issue of diminished value, which is, even though the car has been restored to its, you know, pre-crash condition, you still don't get as much in reselling it if you ever have to, because it's been wrecked before. And so you might want to ask about that. So, and they said, where can I do that? And she said, well, go to Frontier. So she took the bills to Frontier just to show them what the damage was and what the repair amount was. And they said, yeah, that car is never going to be worth what it was worth at the before. That's about $5,000 of difference just for having been in a wreck. So she submitted that to the insurance company, and they wrote her a check for $4,800 on top of taking care of the repairs. They don't get anything from that. They don't get a commission. They didn't sell her the car. They're not related. They're just being good stewards and servants in the community. So when I say Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Work, kids, finances, your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at GoGulfWinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Today at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah. He won't need it. He hates everything.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
This is the persecution of the person that's leading by very, very substantial numbers in the Republican primary and leading Biden by a lot. So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him.
Persecute, prosecute, tomato, tomato. It's all applicable. Yesterday, pleading not guilty to the charges in D.C., the allegations that he, you know, conspired to defraud the federal government, interfere in the election and all of that. Not any surprise whatsoever. And not a surprise either that he would say, I didn't do it, and that this is all, you know, persecution through prosecution for political purposes of the Republican Party front runner. 752 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, some new details today about the U.S. Navy sailor in federal custody on suspicion of selling military secrets to a Chinese intelligence officer. 26-year-old petty officer was stationed in California. He was arrested Wednesday, allegedly sold military secrets for bribes between August of 2021 and May of this year, making about $15,000 off of those sales. The man has pleaded not guilty and faces 20 years in prison if he's convicted. Videos making the rounds on the internet seem to show a Russian warship listing heavily after Ukraine said it carried out a sea drone attack in the Black Sea. Sources say a drone with nearly 1,000 pounds of TNT attacked the ship. And striking actors and writers continue to demand better compensation and protections against artificial intelligence. The studios, though, seem to be embracing AI. According to a job posting on Indeed.com, Netflix is now looking for a project manager for its machine learning program, developing systems that can produce content without humans. Apparently, one of the biggest concerns for actors and writers.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. As you had reported earlier in the day, David, we had an execution of James Barnes, James Philip Barnes, age 61, pronounced dead last night, the fifth Florida inmate to die by lethal injection this year. He had not pursued any of the traditional or normal last-ditch legal appeals like to the Supreme Court to prevent the execution after Governor DeSantis signed the death warrant on June 22nd. He didn't require, didn't request a last meal, didn't have any visitors, and didn't make a final statement while he was on the gurney over there. So, you know, what I don't love telling you, but I want you to know for context on the story that this was no, like, just light homicide. This was no barely qualified for the death penalty kind of situation. He was already in prison for the 1997 murder of his wife when he confessed to the murder of Patricia Patsy Miller in her Melbourne condominium on April 20th of 1988. And look, this is, you know, for young ears, this may not be a good story. So I can't tell you the rest of what was going on without giving you some of this context. He broke into her bedroom window. He raped her twice, tied her up, beat her to death, and then set her on fire afterwards to hide the crime.
Mm.
Okay, I mean, this is an absolute atrocity. This is pure evil, to which he confessed while in prison for the murder of his wife. Okay? There's no place to make the argument that there was prosecutorial error, that there was bias in the system. This is, we know who it is. We know what he did. What he did, if anything qualifies for the death penalty, this surely does. And this is where I very much disagree with my good Catholic brethren and sister, and not other. But, you know, my Catholic friends are opposed to the death penalty under all circumstances. As the conference's executive director, Michael Sheedy, said, his willingness to accept death, the punishment put in place by the justice system, doesn't absolve the state from bringing it about. Simply put, no one should be executed in our modern penal system, even if they willingly accept it. The alternative punishment of life in prison without parole is a severe penalty that still provides closure to the victims and protects society. It doesn't the same way. He goes on and says, it is more humane and ceases to perpetuate the cycle of violence that began by the sufferings inflicted on him in his youth, which included physical and sexual abuse. See, I see this in the entirely different way, which is, to me, the death penalty, obviously you can't rehabilitate, but life in prison doesn't rehabilitate. I don't even think deterrence is the goal. I think the people who make the deterrence argument misunderstand the nature of our system and the fact that they don't think they're going to get caught anyway, that there's a psychopathy here that doesn't allow for the calculation of risk involved. And the uncertainty about whether you'll ever get the death penalty or, you know, how long it'll take, all of that ameliorates against the idea of deterrence. Deterrence is not the issue. Punishment is the issue. Balancing the scales of justice is the issue. And I actually think that executing somebody for murder is the humane thing, not because they're an animal that needs to be destroyed, but because they are a human who has no other way to pay for what they've done. It is actually honoring them as people to force them to pay for the crime, which can be only paid for with blood. If you think biblically, this again with my Catholic brother and sister, you know, I disagree with them because I think that it is actually it is honoring to their humanity to force them to pay in this way, which is why capital punishment was instituted in the Old Testament. And never, you know, some people say that, you know, Jesus was against it. You're reading a different Bible than I am. Yeah. 7:57 on News Radio 92.3. I understand the Catholic arguments. I think they are completely wrong about this issue. Concerns about practicality, concerns about unjust punishment. I share some of those concerns. It doesn't apply in this case. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. Highway 90 in Pace, Highway 29 in Pensacola, all looking good right now. That's a look at your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical, you know they'll take great care of you. They provide good quality service, good quality products, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Right now, they've got a couple of specials through the month of August. One is a back-to-school special, not to scare you, but that's next week. but they have a back-to-school special right now. There's normally an $89 service fee when you have HVAC systems, water heaters, and electrical panels and generators, you know, on these kind of big purchases, big installations. Normally, an $89 service fee for doing that. That's waived. So no $89 service fee. Also, 5% off. So waiving of the fee and a 5% off the listed items. They also have the E-Max Auto Booster. You get 40% more hot water from your existing electric tank. Right now, customers get 50% off the E-Max Auto Booster, and that's an installation of any 40- or 50-gallon electric water heater. Free inspection and cleaning out of the sewer pipe. Buy one, get one toilet rebuilds, plus 15% off of any maintenance. And you can sign up for the Peden Smart Care Membership Maintenance Plan. Routine maintenance is taken care of for just $35 a month, and you get priority scheduling over non-members in the event of an emergency or a special situation, which we all know that can happen. 15% discount on repairs or upgrades and a 5% discount on major replacements, and waived after-hours emergency service fees. Find out more at peden.com, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. Sorry, I forgot where we were in the show. coming up next, we'll talk to Julio Diaz about movies. And then we have the Transgressors Memorial Service at 8:20. If you've never heard that, Just trust me the one time. John, trust me.
Oh,
his
yeah.
first time was a very enjoyable experience.
Yes.
And then the wrap, we'll have that coming up at 8:35, where we'll talk about the events of the week with a couple of good friends, Danny Zimmern and Frank White. That's all in a half hour.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.